October 6th, 2022, 1932 hours. Ward Green here. We've got an unboxing I wanted to do here. I was almost inspired not to do it by the fact that I'm in pain. And it takes more effort to move around. But I went out. I had to go out to put the garbage out. So now that I'm doing that, I guess I can do this as well. There's no problem. No, it's no real problem. What's going on there? Somebody's sending me notices. I can't get it off the screen. I couldn't get rid of the notice. Somebody sent, I shouldn't say who it is. It's just, it's not important. But if I say who it is, it's not like, let's just say it's a famous, well-known manufacturer who sent me a notice. Let's just say that. So then it's clear. It's clear that it's not some individual, okay? But anyway, I didn't give them permission to send notices, I don't think, unless maybe I can change my settings. First unboxing, I ordered some mouse pads, okay? This is really important. They wear out eventually, and I suddenly realized I found the best mouse pad that I've ever had. So, I mean, there may be something even better, but I'd rather use... It's very inexpensive. It's the best mouse pad I've ever used. Most popular or one of the best selling gaming mouse pads that there is in the world. So I thought there's no harm in buying it since it's so inexpensive. No harm in having a few extra because I suddenly realized, well, I'm going to have to eventually replace them. So I might as well get my extra ones now because the price on Amazon will shoot up possibly, right? So I just ordered a couple extra. I use the Steel Series, QCK Steel Series. Well, I don't know if that's what I use. That's what this one is. I guess that's what I use. It looks like it. Let me open it up and show you what it looks like. Then we'll both know. But I mean, I know I use the Steel Series. I just don't know if it's the QCK. It doesn't show that. I don't think. Does it show that? On the pad, there's a logo on the mouse pad, but that it doesn't say QCK, I don't think. Comes out of the box like that, so. Beautiful box, too, like really, really nice box. As if that matters, but that's what it looks like. But it's just, oh my, it's got great rubberization on the back. I mean, that helps it not to slide around on the table. But you've got this... amazing surface. I don't care about the logo. I'm just saying the surface is such high quality. And you can wash them. You can wash them. They're washable. The problem is I don't want to have to wash my other one. Or when I'm washing it, I want to be able to just swap. That's probably what I want to do. If I have to wash it, if it gets to the point, I can try and wash it while it's still on the table, too. But eventually it will have to be put in a basin and washed, right? Completely scrubbed or thoroughly washed. But you can wash these. So they're rubber or something like that. I don't know if it's real rubber or what it is. Let's find out. See if we can find out. I just laid it down on my cutting board, which is not a good place because it has food, right? So, okay, so let's not do that. Let's just put it over here, somewhere on the chair. Let's see what it's made of. Micro-woven cloth. Rubber base, optimized for optical and laser sensors. Wow. The thing is, when I use the mouse that I have, which is the, what's it called? The Death Adder? Yeah, the Death Adder. That's the mouse I got because it was the least expensive high-speed mouse that can really give high speeds for gaming. And I use it for just my everyday. See, I use my, I have six different screens are five altogether that I work simultaneously, five screens with one mouse, so I have to be able to jump around quickly. So I need a fast mouse and a good mouse pad, preferably. This is a large pad too. See the size of it. I mean, it's large. It's larger than your typical mouse pad. Like, I only use part of it because one part of it, which we always say half. If it's some small part that you're not using, we say half of it we're not using. That's just our way of saying it. I don't know why where we got that from. In whether that came from Newfoundland or whether it was Canadian or whatever, I don't know. But half of it we're not using, or one fifth of it I'm not using because it's underneath the keyboard. Because this pad was too big, and my table was designed for a smaller mouse pad. You know, I don't need the whole pad. So I could even, if it wears out, I could even rotate it around maybe and put, so that the worn out part is somewhere else. I mean, it's just amazing how big these are, how good they are quality-wise. So, I mean, I love those. So that was that. That's that one. I haven't opened the rest of the bag yet. Let's see. I think there's another pad in there, right? So this is the second mouse pad. And it even has a little hole where you can feel the mouse pad. So you can ascertain if that's really the same pad. It says it is. Cloth gaming mouse pad. But it's got a micro-waving cloth, QCK, micro, capital Q, lowercase c, capital K. QCK micro-woven cloth for maximum control. But anyway, that's my... I'll probably open the other one also, so I'll do that off camera, but I'll open the other one so that I'll know that they're both actually what they say they are. You need to verify everything you buy and make sure you have it when you need it. So you have to verify everything that arrived. You can't just put the box on the shelf, because later on, unless you don't mind a nasty surprise later on, you have to be sure, though. And if you want to be sure, I mean, if you don't want nasty surprises, you have to be sure. So if you want to be sure, you've got to open every box and test, or not test, not always test, but you have to at least find out whether it is what you think it is, whether it purports to be what it's supposed to be or not. Is it really what it says it is? I mean, faith is a good thing, but you don't want to take it too far. You need to also confirm, make sure, right? Like it says in the Bible, make sure of all things. The Bible says that, make sure of all things. So look at this. Did I order two of these? I thought... It's good. They're 6 foot long. I bought the Amazon... Yeah, I think I did. They're Amazon Basics. That's right. I remember now. They're not Apple. I thought they were Apple cords, but they're Amazon Basic. They're almost as highly rated as the Apple from the customer reviews. Amazon Basic lightning cables. With USB on the other end, USB 3 on the other end. But they're lightning cables on one end and USB on the other. And they're made by Amazon Basics. But they're 6 feet long, and I needed a couple extra of these because they always wear out, or you never know when you're going to need one. You know, it's that kind of thing. And the Amazon Basics are very, very well priced. What did I pay for that? I paid a lot less for this than I pay for the Apple, which are like $30 each. $40, I think, Canadian for one of these. Apple. It's made by Apple. The Amazon Basics are rated almost like, or even in an independent review, they were rated like 97% or something. And Apple was probably 100%. So, I mean, it was like a difference of 97 to 100, which is not much. And these are almost as good as the Apple cables. They're certified by Apple as being made for iPhone. That's another thing that you have to make sure of. Although I didn't in one case, and those cables have been okay, but you're better to make sure it's certified for iPhone, or you could damage your device. It's serious. The phone cable is important. Now that I know that, I bought ones that are certified and they have high ratings and all these. The other one had a very high customer rating. The other ones I bought, the braided cables, but they didn't last. So I realized that's not the way to go. Don't try to buy the cheapest possible cable. It needs to be certified. It needs to be rated high and certified. And then I feel like I can't afford to buy just the Apple. Maybe I should stick to Apple, but the price is so radically different. Let me see if I can get that. Let's see. There it is.
One moment, please. I ordered some other things. I have to find the correct invoice if I want this answer. There it is. $22. That's what I thought. For two of them.
For two of them, they're $22. So $10 each, or do you want to pay $40 for one? It's kind of a no-brainer, unless you think the Apple is at least four times better. You know, which I don't think it is, but that's that. That was that. Just one more thing in here? No. Okay, there's one more thing in the other box. I have another box. This is my steel tube, the steel tube I bought. So this video should be short, I hope. Short video, unboxing. How do you open this box? What's the best way to open it? It's a triangular box, and it's long. It's long, too. Like, I want to open the end of it. There you go. It's a very nice knife. It's titanium. It's probably not. I can't break this knife very easily, so that is good news. It's good. I can just sort of cut. Good. I got it open. It folds out. Nice. So I don't really have to damage the box. If I want to use this box for something, I can keep it intact. I just need to get the tube out of the box. So here it is. It's wrapped. No, it's got tape on it. It's just a label. It's not wrapped in anything. Hang on a second. Other than the fact that it's wrapped in tape. Throw that down. So this is my 4 foot long. 4 foot long. Pipe. Beautiful. Yeah, it cost something like $50 or something. If I recall, if that's right. Either 40 or 50 or 30 or something. I'd like to know what that cost.
Here's the order. Order details. Invoice. $50 before tax. Wow. $58 after tax.
I paid $58 for this steel bar. It's a tube. But it's got a very thick, like a tenth of an inch thick. Or it's a thick, you know, outer case. The wall of it, you know, yeah, the inside diameter is something like 1 inch, outside diameter 1 1/4, so it's about 1/8 of an inch thick, and it's heavy, very heavy, but I mean, it's four feet long. I could use it for a chin-up bar, that's what I'm thinking, but I only need probably 2 feet for a chin-up bar, possibly, or some other, 4 feet is recommended. For chin-up bar. That seems to be fairly standard. That's a $50 chin-up bar, but I have to weld my angle iron onto it, and the angle iron was probably $40 for two. So if I take one angle iron 4 feet long, cut it in two into two pieces 2 feet long, that's $20 probably for the angle iron, plus 50 is $70 if I weld it together. If I ignore the welding costs, it's about a $70 price, plus I'm ignoring the cost of the bolts I have to use to bolt it to my ceiling joist in the basement. If that's what I do, then that's going to cost about a little more than $70, or maybe with the bolts, $75 or $80. But there's tax on the 20 too, so it's probably, yeah, it's say $80 to get me a chin-up bar that I make myself, which I'd rather have, right? I'd rather do it. I'd rather know how strong it is. I'd rather do the welding myself, so I know exactly how the welding was done. And then if it breaks, I'll know, well, that weld wasn't good enough, so I'll learn something from the welding. Hopefully I won't get hurt, you know, if it does break. But all of this, by doing it myself, I'm going to learn more. Whereas if I pay someone else and then it breaks, well, all I learned was not to spend my money on that. So this has been Ward Green, 1947. This is by my watch, which might differ from my computer. And it's 1947. October 6th, 2022. Bye for now. Have a great one.